It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. Unfortunately, the world has not seen Princess Catherine, Kate Middleton, and everyone is very worried, but they are also interestingly angry kind of at the princess for bailing on her royal duties. And of course, when there is a vacuum, conspiracy theories will fill it. I write in the Daily Mail today about how John Oliver and Andy Cohen had a really disgusting moment where Andy Cohen, like many people, are wondering what has happened to the princess, because people are really beginning to worry, especially after the Photoshop fail. And John Oliver said, they're weekend at Bernie's-ing her, and there is a non-zero chance she's dead, which I don't think is funny at all. I think it was very unfunny. It was very tacky. It just goes to show when he doesn't have a team of writers around him, John Oliver is a dud. And he is not a comedic force to be reckoned with, especially when he is left to his own devices to respond to something in the moment. He's pretty bad at it. And he's smug and arrogant and does an amazing job of seeming smart to intellectually lazy people, which might be his superpower. Catherine Middleton's superpower has always been that in a sea of crazy, she was an island of calm and grace. People genuinely like her. She seems like a really good mom. She fulfills her royal duties. She never turns any charity work down. And she seems like a pretty casual, easygoing, good person, which is why it's always been so confounding that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle constantly attack her. Of all the people in the royal family, it seems like Meghan Markle has always had the biggest issue with Kate. And to Americans, we're like, hey, back off, sister. You knew it. To Meghan, like, you knew what you were getting into with this royal family. And, it appeared that Kate Middleton did as well, because they are crazy. It is a crazy family. They breed crazy. They attract crazy. And no matter what they do, the queen apparently was the only stabilizing force. I don't think any of this would be happening if the queen were absent. So, of course, one of the conspiracy theories is that Prince William is rumored to have been having an affair with a woman who runs in the royal circles. I'm not even going to say her name because I don't want to get sued. Although her name is all over the place, so you can find it. They call her Peggy. The big rumor today is that Peggy found out she was pregnant with Prince William's baby and has decided to keep the baby. And they told Princess Catherine right around the time of her planned abdominal surgery, and she just bailed. She's like, nope, not doing it, peace out. And either had a very difficult time and checked herself into a facility where she could receive proper psychological support, which I have not heard that theory, but I'm assuming that's something that could have happened. The other theory was that Kate was pregnant with Pippa's ex-boyfriend, who recently took his own life, and she has decided to keep the baby. So there's a lot of babies. There's a lot of baby rumors. Apparently everyone's having someone else's baby, and it's going to get very, very messy in terms of kingly succession there in Great Britain.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
The other thing you have to keep in mind is, why is Kate Middleton getting so much shade? If she wants no part in this, why are they using her name and her likeness? Why are they, to borrow a phrase, throwing her under that big red bus in order to save themselves? It seems pretty cruel. And if the pregnancy story is true, there's not a person alive, particularly women, particularly moms, who would feel anything but rage on her behalf. And I hope that one is not true for her sake and for her children. Because my God, if the Queen were alive, none of this would have been happening. They would have followed Peggy into a Parisian tunnel, and bad things would have happened, and she would not have emerged on the other side, which is horrible and a conspiracy theory in and of itself, which I don't subscribe to. All I'm saying is that the Queen ruled with a very ladylike yet iron fist, and she is gone, and things feel as bad as ever. They're not, obviously, because all you have to do is read about the royal family, certainly in the 90s, and know that there have been much bigger bumps in the road. But something that Leo, who is a producer on the 20th floor, brought up is the theory that she heard is King Charles' cancer is so much worse than anyone is talking about. Therefore, they're using this as a giant distraction to take all of the attention away from him while he receives treatment and heals and convalesces. And I hope that's true. I hope that Princess Catherine is fine. I hope that Prince William isn't using his parts to make babies with people other than his wife, because that's going to get really messy. I hope that King Charles is okay for his sake, for the sake of the family. And let's say that these are just really cruel, hideous, awful rumors that people invent because they're bored with their own lives. That is a completely plausible explanation for the pregnancy conspiracy theory and some of the others. If it's not true and William has done nothing wrong, could you imagine how horrible he feels if his wife really is sick, or if she really is in pain or healing or something has gone wrong with her, the amount of worry that he has over that. And then he has to worry about his dad having cancer and not being able to fulfill his royal duties, which means a lot more work for William and Camilla, but then not having your brother to rely on, not having your brother to call and being like, holy shit, mate, this is awful, which I'm sure is exactly what Prince William's accent sounds like when he calls Harry on the phone, which he's not calling them at all because Harry is the biggest jerk of them all. He's made his Montecito bed and now he and the Duchess of Santa Barbara have to lie in it. So you're generally talking about some very questionable people born into this family and attracted to it. The most normal of them all seem to be Kate. And now we don't know where she is, but I will say this, when they do the big reveal and she is fine and everyone can move past this, there will be a great sense of relief. I hope that day happens. I hope it happens very soon so dumb people like John Oliver can shut their big fat pie holes and go on to worrying about and fixing their own problems. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. I'm Kennedy. And no, I did not get a BBL. And I don't think Princess Catherine did either. Goodbye.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.